everybody know this song.
I'm not gonna hold you.
I know the chorus.
I know the chorus. No.
Okay, Jason, we can do
almost all the lyrics. Almost.
Okay. All right, Jason.
Are we singing it all together?
Let me start it out.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was told the true definition of a man is to never cry, work till you die. Got to provide.
Yeah.
Always been a rock for my fam. Protect them by all and give you the thing that you need, baby. Our relationship is suffering.
Oh my God.
All
right.
When life ain't showing me the way, I keep my feelings deep inside.
Yes.
Thank you. Deep in my pride. All
right, you got this, Cheerio.
Desperately, babe, teach me how to love. Show me the way to surrender my heart. Girl, I'm so lost. Teach me how to love. Move your lips to the song. Don't sing no lyrics. Teach me.
Okay, we're gonna. We're gonna have to do that,
that
again.
I don't know
the song.
Just move your lips. It was fine. You just move your lips.
Okay, all right. I would just. Yeah.
Oh,
that's Soul Child.
No. But
that is
no
soul.
Him.
That's crazy. I should have known that.
I'm sorry. I fumbled the bag and didn't.
You probably better play Justin Bieber.
What is that supposed to mean?
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
got to provide. Gotta
keep it. You know, I used to dress up.
Addis, why you look like you don't know
March
the song, man?
In purple.
Addis, yo,
you know this song?
Only know Chris Brown.
For real, sure.
You know any others?
I know other. I listen to other artists besides Chris. The first.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Go, cause you know this song. Oh no, play Never Say Never. He knows that one. He knows that one for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna do
take
one.
Three.
We're
take
gonna,
three.
Yeah, take three. On, we're gonna do one that I know Adams knows.
Chris Brown.
I'll do the opening and then you guys take the rest, okay? Yo, this is Mally K, Radio Live with your boy MK. We love good podcasts. It's your boy Mally K here from Talk to Me Nines. You know, we got Adams, Nicole, Will, and Jason online.
Hello,
Will,
Radio,
what's going
with
Mally
K. Okay. You can do at all.
Well, I got just what you need. Another episode of Talk to Me Nines. We got MK, Will, Jason, Adams, Nicole. We love you. He knows this.
Hello? What? Hello? Y'all just gonna let me sing it by myself? Jason? Anybody?
Kiss.
Hello?
Get it with me.
This is embarrassing.
I don't know what y'all. I thought we said we're gonna do it all together.
This is embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
Please. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back. I am Will_visuals.
What you can't see.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
What we finna do?
Check me out.
Yo, my name is Adams Desir. It's ADAMS DESIR.
Can we drop the butter for me?
Oh,
you want to drop
bring
the butter.
Butter back. Bring
oh,
butter
so when
back.
I said, can we drop the butter last time, you guys said we don't
whoa,
do that no
you've
more.
Been, you've been
whoa,
on like
whoa,
nine episodes.
Whoa.
No, you can't do it anymore.
Whoa.
It's reserved for Nicole now.
Relax.
Go ahead, Will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, girl, Nicole.
That's it.
Oh, and my ad name is Nicole Fox Davis. And you can follow me at all platforms there.
Back like she never left, you know. Familiar
I
face.
Was here.
Familiar
Welcome
face.
Back to me.
We've been trying to get her back on the podcast for weeks now, months
busy
now.
Busy schedule, you know.
Busy schedule. She's
she's hard to catch.
Hard to catch, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here.
Dead.
Wait, Adams, can you spell your name again?
It's ADAMS.
So what's crazy, because when we drove to Myrtle Beach, we stopped at a restaurant called Adams Bar and Grill. And it was spelled ADAMS.
Oh, it's crazy.
We should have took a picture.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Okay, don't. Don't ask me.
Don't trigger him. Don't trigger him. Do not trigger him.
Are you positive that your name?
Don't ask me. Thank you, please. Please.
But we have validation from real music that, you know.
Yeah.
It's part of the culture.
It's part of the culture.
Haitian culture.
Haitian culture. Because we had Olive here.
Isn't he from Haiti?
Olive. Olive.
I was, but then they ratted me out.
Olivier. His name is Olivier, right?
Mm-hmm. How? Goodness.
Crazy.
So.
Bae. Anyways. Like and subscribe if you feel the vibes. Shout out to us getting to 1,000 subscribers. Everybody, yes, give us a round of applause.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Play the music.
All we do is win.
Jason,
Don DeMarco,
damn son,
where'd you find this?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
perfect.
Hey,
yo, it is.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Y'all
idiots. Mustard. So a whole bunch of red adults.
Nigga, you dude, listen to our podcast, like,
sound like a meme jungle in here.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, like and subscribe if you feel the vibe. On the way to 2K subscribers, help us get there. We love y'all. We appreciate it. Hit that notify bell if you never want to miss an episode. We drop an episode when, Jason?
Oh, are we asking the question?
We are.
Is it the question? I thought Adams was.
I'm trying something new.
Oh, okay. You trying something new?
Okay. It flows.
Yeah, it flows. My bad.
Yeah.
Wait. So what did you say?
We drop an episode when?
Oh. Every single week.
Every single week. I got it. I got it.
One more time. I'm so sorry.
Every single week.
That's every single week if you missed it. So make sure you hit that notify bell so you never miss an episode. Make sure you like, comment, and share. Drop us a heart if you love us. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms as well. That's Instagram, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. If you can't watch us, make sure you listen to us when you're at the gym, when you're driving. Great thing to listen to on your way to work. Facts. And if you want to be a part of the family, make sure you join the Discord. If you ever want to be on an episode
and you're not in Jersey, join
that Discord. All of these links will be in every single bio. Make sure you tap in with us and we'll tap in with you and we'll tap that ass. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll tap that.
All right, you know the
vibes.
If you want any Talk to Me Nice merch, make sure you tap in with either Jason, Will, myself, or Adams. Tap it so we could tap that ass. That being said,
I don't know if I could co-sign that.
Yeah. I don't know if
tap is so we could tap that. That's so cool.
Adams, you've been on more than 9 episodes now. You are now co-signing anything that I say.
Ah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Woo! That one puckered my butthole.
Okay.
Whoa. Yeah, we'll see those diabolical over that.
Will, take over. Please. Will, take over. Do your job.
Can we move on to the next
please.
One? Move on to the first game. Will, what you got for us?
All righty.
What's on the menu?
On the menu is blind ranking, as always.
Ooh, let's get it.
But this time, it's
speaking of that
edition.
That restaurant sucked, by the way.
Maybe
take the apostrophe out. Maybe you doing something.
They're only found in Haiti.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, wow.
Okay.
You first, said something? First blind ranking.
Yes, thank you.
It's dancer related.
Oh,
okay.
First one is going to be choreography types.
Okay.
And it's blind ranking.
This is blind ranking?
Yes, it's blind ranking.
Okay. Wait, so I can't see what you asked.
Coming up next.
Nine episodes.
And majority rules.
Whatever.
You know what? For the people in the back that don't really know how this goes, I wrote it down for you guys. Blind ranking is a fun game where you're asked to rank list of things from best to worst, but you don't know what's coming up next. So for people that don't know, for some reason at this point. But okay, cool.
Oh, that wouldn't have been my list. I'm happy for you.
Appreciate you so much.
Put your list in the comments.
Put
your list in the comments. Speaking of passionate, Captain America don't know you, dog.
He's a fictional character.
He's not even real.
He's a fictional character. Let it go.
He don't know you.
Anyone could be Captain America.
Oh, I'm saying.
Gosh. Ugh. And he's black now.
Wow. Okay. So with that being said.
Yeah.
Captain, this is America.
Oh my God. Stop him.
Choreography types. Uh-huh. First one is duet.
I love duets. I do. I'm going to say 3.
Well, choreography, as in I'm like a choreographer
duets.
Or?
You're in it.
I'm in it?
Oh, you're in
it?
Yeah.
Hate duets. No.
Really?
5.
Really? Oh.
5.
Wait, explain that.
Wait, I'm curious. How many are there? 5?
Yeah, it's going to be 5.
5. It's five.
Can you explain that? Why? Yeah, what do you hate duets?
Break it down. Why you hate duets?
I rather groups or solos.
But why not duets?
You don't want to rely on that just one other person?
No.
Because they'll mess up?
PTSD?
No, it's not about not PTSD. It's not about relying. It's more so just building chemistry with that one person is very hard. It's make or break.
Mm.
And if you don't have that,
okay,
it's break.
Understood.
Yeah. And it's very easy.
Now that she set that four.
It's well, very easy to break.
Personally speaking, I have no issue building chemistry, so I'm going to say number two.
Wow. That was a shot.
You sure about that? Because.
Wow. That was a shot back.
There's a couple duets I know that.
I'm ready for the next one.
So we got five, we got two, we got four.
I'm going to stick Jason. With Nicole. I'm going with five.
Okay.
Jason, what are you going to say? Jason.
I like duets.
Okay,
I
so do. Just say number
when
two.
When the chemistry's on, it's fire.
It's fire. So just say number two with me.
That's why I said three before.
Okay.
But Jason, so which are you going to go up one or are you going to go down one?
I said
one?
Two, Jason.
Where's everyone else at?
Well, we I'm got five. Two at five and we got one at two.
And then one at three.
Then that means it's five.
No, right? You. If you say two, will be the deciding factor.
Mm.
But if you leave it at that, then
at three,
they...
Then five would just be it.
Then it has to be five. Because I'm.
Thank
I'm
you,
at three.
Jason.
I'm at three.
All right.
Name one duet you've done.
Ooh.
Oh, with me.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well,
I did great. Anyway.
Well,
anyway. I did great.
Well,
next.
Roll the clips.
Next.
Roll the clips.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, the next one is freestyle.
Mm.
Anything, whatever you
save
got.
Three.
I say two.
Two? Okay.
I'm going to go with three just because it could be like a jumble of mess and it kind of might not have any substance.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Freestyle's two for me.
I'm going to say three.
Yeah, I'll say three.
That's
as
all
well.
You do is freestyle.
Okay.
The way how she just.
You see all how right. She comes for me, right?
No, I'm just saying, like, smart. You should put that
it's
as
be a
one.
Long episode.
Okay.
All right. The next one is improv challenge.
Four.
Can you define that? What does it mean?
Wait, where did we put freestyling?
Freestyle is at three.
Is at three.
I put that at four.
Improv challenge.
Wait, so what was the deciding factor?
I don't like improv.
I love improv too.
So improv challenge is basically like if your teacher was like, "I want you to do this, but do a pirouette." I want to make sure I say that way. To throw that in the routine. So it's like they're giving you a challenge in the middle of you doing
that's
your
cool.
routine.
I say that's one.
That's I'm gonna say five.
I love improv. I love improv.
Okay.
Like on the spot. Yeah. Yes. No, five.
We don't have five anymore.
We don't have five anymore.
Oh, right, because you guys chose that. Four.
We don't need to do blind rankings with Adams anymore.
Four is fine.
I'm putting it at four.
I'm deciding
yeah,
four.
Four as well.
Yeah, four I'll is the four. Four is the answer.
I didn't even say or do anything wrong.
Right.
So we only have two oh and one God. Left.
Yeah. Okay.
So the next one is solo.
One. Solo?
Solo.
I'm trying to think what would the other one be. I don't want
yeah.
to.
What would be better than a solo though?
Group.
Groups. Ooh, I love groups. So I'm gonna say two.
Okay. I'm with y'all.
I love groups.
I'm with y'all. Nicole, what you wanna say?
Two.
I'm going to say one for
who
solo.
Cares?
Of course, he's going to say that.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
solo.
Yeah. Gotta be,
all right. So we have
the star.
He's an actor. Yeah.
So we have number two. We have number two at solo. Number three at freestyle. Number four at improv challenge. Number five at duet. Number one is group.
Woo.
Yeah. Okay.
Love
that.
Solid. Of course.
I like groups.
Solid list.
It wouldn't be my list, but that's fine.
Yeah, you're one of them. You're one of you.
Yeah. And you know what?
You're the person in the comment section.
Maybe they have a point.
Then go be with them.
Ooh. Then go be with them.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right, so on to the next one. The next one is called Dance Moves or Skills.
Jason, there's nothing in that drink.
Huh?
No, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Love you, Adams.
Dance Moves or Skills.
Say it back.
He said Dance Moves or Skills.
Say it back.
Okay. I'm not moving on.
Say it back.
Oh, yeah.
Dance Moves
say
or
it back.
Oh, yeah.
Say it back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say it back.
I love it too. I said it already.
Say it back.
I love it too.
Say it.
I love it too.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Dance move or skills?
Oh my God.
Okay.
The first one is a pirouette.
I don't even know what that even means.
Can you even
honest.
Describe that to
that's
me?
That's the.
No
oh, Nicole, give us an example.
Her. Can you stand up and show us?
I can't turn right now. My skirt. Oh,
the headset.
She about to take off the headphones.
For real.
When you turn here.
Five.
That's when it turned out.
Five.
My leg can't go up like that.
No, you can also do it in a fifth position. Here.
A what?
My leg still can't go up that high. Five.
Yeah, it's a five. Yeah, it's a five for me, dog.
It's a five for me.
But I respect it, though.
I respect
people
that,
who can...
That,
yeah.
A pirouette. I'm not the best at them, but they are beautiful.
Absolutely.
I would say...
But skill-wise, it's impressive. So
no,
I would say three.
Skill-wise, it's needed.
My leg is going like that. That's how far.
So, in every production, you'll have some type of turn.
Five.
So
four.
Five.
I was going to say four.
Jason, can I ask you a question?
No. He's fine.
Break the tie.
Go ahead, Will.
I'll do four for difficulty.
Okay. Thank
I'll give
you.
It four for difficulty.
Okay. Thank you. And difficult. It takes a lot easy. Of core.
It takes a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you like core.
It's hard.
Adams.
You like core.
Yeah, you like core. And you've done a turn. Should I bring up our dance, our duet?
Send it to us.
Can
so we
I
can
ask
post
you guys a question? What benefit would you guys have from me? All right. Can we just
so the next thing is
I still didn't.
I'm gonna report the video.
I still didn't post you not liking black businesses. So just thank me.
It's on the cusp of being posted too.
Let's call Mate.
So the next one is body roll.
Body roll.
Yeah, body roll.
I love like any kind of body roll. Hotter than wasabi.
Okay, that's not what I thought. Your mind went here, and I was
like a Chris Brown take it down kind of body roll.
Jason, I sent it
take
to you.
Take it down. I really want it. That kind of body roll.
Why did you pick Chris Brown for the body roll?
Yeah.
That's
what did he say?
Why did you pick him?
I can't body roll, but that shit looks cool.
Body roll is definitely because
all I have is rolls
needed.
On my body.
Two. I give it a two.
I have rolls on my body. I can't body roll.
I'm screaming. Why did you repeat it?
Just because Jason didn't hear me.
I have rolls in my back, so I can't.
Jason didn't hear me. That's why I repeated myself.
I'm gonna say three.
Three?
Yeah,
you
three.
Can
three.
Use it in every genre, too.
Okay. So three, two. Two.
Versatile.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
I say three.
So Jason's still waiting.
You seen the new challenge? The dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Dun, dun. Love it.
Yeah.
Jason.
We got
and
it.
That's kind of what Tyler did, right? That's kind of considered
Tyler?
Like the Tyler dance. Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da. Right? Am I bugging?
I don't know.
The Tyler dance, Jason.
It's about the water dance?
Yeah.
That's not
the hips. That's not water. That's the other song.
That's a whole lot of hips.
That's a whole lot of hips, but it's still rolling your body in a sense.
Yeah, okay, but yes, body rolls in there.
Yeah.
You could
two.
Incorporate it, but
you sense me, Nicole?
Hip action.
Yeah, IG.
Oh, IG, perfect.
So two.
Yeah.
Three.
Or two.
Jason, is it two or three?
I would say two. But Shakira killed it.
Her so hips don't lie.
They don't.
So it's two.
Her they taxes don't. Do.
Excuse me?
Look at me again.
Her taxes lie.
Her taxes lie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one is backflip.
That's my question. One.
Ooh.
Unnecessary. Five.
One.
Unnecessary. Five.
Unnecessary.
That's hilarious.
Listen.
Unnecessary.
Number five. One.
One. I like backflips.
As a dance skill, there's no skill. Go take gymnastics. You don't need a backflip. You don't need a backflip.
Chris Brown did a lot of things on beat,
and it's fire. You don't need a backflip in every little thing.
It's number one for me. Chris Brown did it on stage.
He did a front
flip. Who else
have
done it?
March Madness.
Like?
March Madness.
He did a front flip.
Who else has done it? Oh, and he did a front flip.
That was a front flip.
Okay. It was a flip, so.
No, but we didn't say front flip.
I'm going to destroy the world one day.
Jason. I say five. There's no need for a backflip.
What numbers do we have? One and three?
You got...
What the fuck?
What was that?
You got one, five, and three.
Yeah, backflip is number one, bro.
No, backflip is not number one.
So Jason,
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Backflip?
Jason, you got
numbers?
Me.
No, no,
what do we have left, though?
One, five, and three.
It's five.
Three.
I guess here. Okay. So it's one then, I guess. Oh, wait, no.
Five.
Y'all both said five?
I said one.
Okay, so one.
Backflip being number one for a dance skill is crazy. I am not part of this list.
All right. The next
I'm not part of this.
The next one is splits.
Oh. Oh. That would have been cool, but I'll give it number three.
Three?
It has to be three.
Yeah.
Three.
No. Nah.
Splits are unnecessary.
It is.
Five.
I'll put at five.
Five. five. I would put it as five only because you can still be an amazing dancer without a split.
Okay, I'll put it at five.
All right. And you can be an amazing dancer without a backflip.
I don't care.
Because a backflip is not necessary.
I don't care.
It's
number one.
It's
number one. Scoreboard. So we got scoreboard.
Name four dancers that do a backflip that you love other than Chris Brown.
He didn't even do a backflip. He did
exactly.
A
like, scoreboard. Bro,
but he does countless backflips all the time.
Pull it up. Run
later.
What's the next clip?
So we got
you can literally pull up the clip.
We can pull up the clip after we got this right here.
Chris Brown.
So we got number one at
backflip,
right?
When he watches
number one being a backflip.
So we got number one
skill.
Thank you.
Number one being black
is crazy.
Number one being black.
Yes. Yes, being black.
Yeah,
something that you don't support black businesses. But anyway, so number one is backflip. Number two is body roll.
Yeah.
Number four is pirouette. Number five is splits. So number three is the moonwalk.
What?
Oh, damn.
Appreciate
damn,
y'all.
I'm sorry about that. One. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should
I'm sorry.
Be.
I'm
number
sorry.
One. Number
I would
one.
Still, I would
number
still
one.
Keep backflip as number one.
No, it's not.
But I would put the moonwalk
How often
at number
are you
two.
Doing a moonwalk, though?
Every day of my life.
More than a backflip?
Yes. Thank you.
What's the next one?
So what's this duet thing you were doing right here? What is this? This duet thing?
Oh God, Jesus Christ, Jason! You really don't have to play
yeah,
that.
This is it, Jason.
Oh, okay. I knew you danced like that.
You might want to fast forward. He does a couple of spins.
I wasn't really that good at that.
Okay, Nicole.
Watches a little move.
Who choreographed this?
Me.
Okay, Nicole.
I feel like I've hit low.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Don't go too far.
Come
don't go
on,
too
Adam.
Far.
Come back now.
Oh come on, Adams.
I want to see the spin he does.
Oh my God, please. I don't even know. Oh, it's so much to do and so little of time.
This is beautifully shot.
You know, I think I'm with you, Nicole, on the whole backflip thing being not a skill. I think we could we could talk about that, right? Can we talk about that now?
For sure, yeah, we can talk about it.
Look
like right
him.
Now?
Yeah, we're talking about it.
No, like right after the video.
No,
after the video, though.
No.
Here we gotta see this.
Oh, wow.
Don't Let's zoom in.
Y'all don't have to, like, watch it, though.
No,
like,
no, no, we are, because Adams, watch your dance break.
I didn't really,
Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right. I didn't.
Okay, Adams.
All right.
I feel like you do this in real life.
Hold on.
Bad.
I'm like cringing watching myself. Hey guys, can we talk about
No. Look at us, Adams. We're so cute.
Hey Jason, real quick. Could you just mute Adams' mic for the second until it's over?
Here it comes,
excuse me.
Got it. Yeah, just tell us over.
You cannot mute my mic
right now. Yeah,
we can definitely mute your mic.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We can't hear you.
Can we rewind?
No, please. I don't think we rewind. This grand. Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Guys,
okay. Okay.
I didn't stretch.
Hey.
All right.
Guys,
oh, there you
Adams.
Go.
Hey.
I didn't stretch. I didn't.
Look at Adams.
I didn't warm up yet. You really muted my mic, you prostitute. You really muted my mic. You.
He said he can't. Like, come on. I got to control the mic.
Look at you, Adams.
Hey, Adams, this is fire.
This is fire, though. I love
you too.
But you don't need splits.
There's unnecessary splits.
Is it split?
No backflip, huh?
No backflip.
But no backflip.
Unhand me.
Get your hands off
no,
me.
No backflip. You did a turn.
You didn't ask me to do a backflip.
Like you would have. Do one right now.
You think
no,
I'm
no,
do
no!
Right
do
now?
One right now.
Please don't hit.
You're
the
not 6 feet.
Please, please don't do a backflip right now.
You're not 6 feet.
There are, nah.
You're not 6 feet.
Nah, I'll do it some other time on another podcast episode or something like that.
I thought you were gonna say on another podcast. Hey. I almost got up at this.
Yeah, for real.
Is this on now? Okay.
Yes.
Now you good? You really muted.
What
me.
You got for us next, Will?
You're a prostitute.
Thank you.
Wow,
prostitute's crazy. Crazy thing.
Jason, you're a prostitute.
Where?
All right, so the next blind ranking is dance styles. Dance styles.
Oh,
dance
okay.
styles.
Let's get mm-hmm. it.
First one is salsa.
Ooh.
One.
You know what? You know
Ooh.
What?
Two.
Not going to lie.
Two.
Not going to lie. Three.
You know
three.
What?
Oh, wow.
I'm
on
three. Two. Three. Salsa.
You know I love
three.
Salsa
dances.
Is good.
Three
I'm
or,
gonna give
two
it,
or three.
I'm going to give
three.
It two.
Two?
Yeah.
Three.
So two?
Two. You know, Michael, you can move your heads, man. You better put that at two.
I'm going to put it at three.
Three.
I'm going to put it at three just because it's hard. That shit hard. and I got very humbled.
Wait,
in
socially?
Miami.
Socially?
That's because she was like a professional, man.
I got very humbled. She was out here doing this shit.
Like professional salsa.
She sent me
this
home
is
crying.
Like
let's just categorize.
Top of the class.
It's really just any.
Overall?
Yeah, overall. It's not
okay,
like professional.
Okay, so three.
Three.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to
so we're going to put salsa at three.
Thank you.
Wait, what? Who said three?
Me
well, two of y'all said two.
And who said two?
Y'all both said two.
So we're going tiebreaker. And you said?
And I said three.
Oh, yeah, you're the problem.
I
save three. Yeah. Save three. Salsa's hard. I'm sorry.
Next
sorry,
one
Jason,
is
I know you love it.
Jazz.
Number one.
Number one.
I'm sorry. I had to do it. Now I'm done.
You know that?
Now I'm done. I'm done. That was one. I had Stupid. To let it go.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
No, oh my it has God. To be.
So jazz.
I'm going to give me four.
All right.
Four. I'll say four.
You know
four.
I teach jazz, right?
Yes. Can you teach me jazz? Because I don't even know how to dance to jazz. Do I know how to dance jazz, Jason?
You know, jazz is the perfect combination of European and African dance.
Is it?
So, somebody yes. take me.
Jazz is from, I mean, it's European from the waist up and from the waist down.
So,
four.
Oh, so it's all
four.
Four, okay. Yeah.
Let me
the waist down is African.
Let me look it up.
I don't know how to dance jazz.
Jazz is number one.
All right. So, next one is.
Wait, what'd you put it at?
I don't think it's
four. Well, it's four. Everyone else said four.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't know what the fuck I just did. Edit that out.
I don't know what you just did.
That's crazy work.
Oh, my God.
Edit that out.
Next one is contemporary.
One.
What's contemporary again?
One. No. Yes, one. Number one.
Describe contemporary.
This is the second thing you've put at one.
Because you guys put jazz at four.
Jazz at four. What's contemporary?
Can you describe to us?
Contemporary is breaking the mold of ballet.
Five.
You didn't even let finish.
I'm sorry.
No. Say, anything Nicole says, five.
No.
Five.
I'm sorry.
Whatever she says, five.
I'm sorry. Oh,
two.
Gosh.
Okay, two.
I'll put it two.
Ballet is hard, dude.
I know it's hard, but like, all right.
Contemporary
and
is
and ballet is actually very beautiful.
Okay. All right, next.
So what's that, two?
Yeah, okay, whatever. That's
salsa,
your choices.
I would have put salsa
you see
contemporary,
their feet?
Though.
The, hey, man.
Yeah.
Next one
they
is.
Got bricks for feet. Go ahead.
Next one is ballet.
Five.
One.
Skill-wise, you got to put it at one.
Isn't contemporary harder than ballet?
No. Nothing's harder than ballet.
Well, five.
Look at their feet.
Sorry. Ballet is the hardest,
they need some
most
lotion
humbling.
On that shit. Some Lubriderm.
It's not even just about ash.
Huh?
Ballet feet isn't just ashy. It's
oh,
more...
I know. It's disgusting.
Yo, Lubriderm.
But that's how we. But that's we gonna start with.
Put the Vaseline on that, man.
Ballet is the most humbling.
Need to get rid of them
bruises,
blisters, blemishes.
Worldwide.
Blemishes?
I'm gonna give it number three.
Do we have three?
Yes, we have a three already, right?
Oh, we do have a three already. Salsa.
Wait, what are the...
Go ahead, just put it at five because they're disrespectful.
Well...
But what are the options again that we have?
What's better than... What's
it's,
better
it's
than...
one in five.
Oh, okay. Five.
What other dances
And then hip-hop is going to be number one.
Five.
Oh, cool.
For ballet.
Nice,
five.
Hip-hop.
So number five at ballet?
Yes. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I have All a right. feeling.
I got so, a feeling.
So we got number two is contemporary, number three is salsa, number four is jazz, number five is ballet, and number one, she called it hip-hop.
Thank you.
Fire. Nice.
Kiss,
Fire.
Kiss.
Thank you.
Fire.
The kiss,
Step
kiss.
Step up 3D.
Pop it.
The hip-hop.
It.
Appreciate it.
We're going to pop it. We're going to lock it.
Proper.
Crazy.
I'm going to lean with it and I'll rock with it.
All right. So the next game is This or That.
Okay.
Dance edition. So you said you like both. So I want you to pick either solo or group.
Am I choreographing or am I doing it? Don't do
let's,
that.
Let's do it. You in it.
Me in it?
You in it. Either you by yourself or you with a group.
I'll shine in a group. So.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, okay.
I love the confidence.
So group. That's a bar. Yeah.
Love the confidence.
Okay. All right.
I'll shine in a group.
I do. But it's nothing like, oh, but it's like you can have those moments in a group dance.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true.
No,
that's true.
I hear you. I'm listening to you.
Okay. I see that. Next one.
I'll say group two.
Full.
Oh, are we all answering?
I don't know if you
I would say group. I think group is just more fun.
We all answered.
Group is just more fun. And then when you see that finished product,
Jabberwockies. I look at them.
Yeah.
What's that? What about you,
and
Adams?
You can have solo moments in a group.
Facts.
You know he's going to pick a solo because he's so.
An actor. Hollywood.
Used to being by himself.
In the spotlight.
In that spotlight.
Lonely. So what about you, Adams?
Go ahead.
Group.
Okay.
Since you know every freaking thing. Since you got a degree.
Group.
All right. The next one is full mirrors or no mirror?
Full mirrors.
Oh, mirrors. I got to see myself.
Full mirrors. As in like all around.
I could be looking crazy. All around you.
That shit go crazy.
Like the Justin Timberlake.
not the Justin Timberlake. Okay, mirrors.
Full mirrors.
I'll do mirrors. Okay.
How you dancing in an empty room?
It's so easy, actually. That's where improv and freestyling come in.
Yeah, but what if you don't know what you look like at all?
That's the beauty in it. You're just trusting your body.
What if I'm ugly?
Okay. Oh, my God.
There you go. All right. The next one is socks. Socks or barefoot?
Barefoot.
Socks.
Barefoot.
If I slip in that sock, it's over, man.
Barefoot.
Socks gonna make me feel a little bit more confident than I am. Let me go.
The rehearsal's over. I slipped.
Definitely barefoot.
When I try to go for a lunge and you see my legs fly up in the air.
You guys should all take a dance class.
I'm with it.
I'm done. I'm down.
I'm done.
I was like, I don't know
that was right.
I'm down.
I'm down for that.
I'm down for that.
What?
Definitely. Are you hosting it?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll teach you how to dance.
All right.
I told Adams how to dance.
We still have like to Bobby Brown. We still have to choreography
we don't talk about that.
Don't we still have to music video your song for that we did for your birthday?
Yes. Oh, Super Bass. We have to do the music video.
Oh, right.
But we need rehearsals.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
Maybe we can do it this summer if you don't go to Texas.
Pull a Chris Paul.
Hey, Adams.
I heard you. I'm laughing over you on purpose.
That's crazy.
It's
just like
somebody stop him.
That's crazy.
Stop him.
As you guys can see, the chemistry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. The next one is instrumental or lyrics and vocals.
Lyrics and vocals.
I gotta be singing. Somebody take me.
Why is this the song?
Why is that song you keep choosing?
That's the part.
Oh my God. It applies to anything.
I'm a born sinner.
All right. Great movie.
Next one, stage performance or street performance?
Stage all the way. I don't want to get shot.
Stage.
What is that? What does that have to do?
No, I was kidding. It was a joke.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to get shot.
I don't want to get shot.
Was that a Haiti reference?
They doing a lot worse than Haiti.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, okay,
my bad.
I was just being, I'm sorry.
They slicing and dicing in Haiti.
Wow. Slicing
and dicing.
That's on a good day.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Stage performance go crazy.
In the mean streets of Broadway.
I don't live in Broadway anymore.
Little Haiti. It's crazy.
You don't live in Broadway?
I don't live in Broadway no more.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Got it.
God. Yeah, catch him on my way.
All right. I visit though. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. Next one is drilling technique or running the full piece.
Drilling technique. Define. How are you gonna get that backflip?
Oh.
So drilling technique. drilling technique is basically doing the same thing over and over till you get it right. And then running this piece through is just running the whole choreography.
Why would I keep running something that's sloppy?
Mm. Talk about it.
Yeah, I would say drilling piece by piece technique. But then again, I'm going to be so stuck on that first piece that we just drilled. I'm going to mess up the second piece now.
Mm. Okay. You'll be fine. Okay. You'll be fine because guess what? Come to rehearsal next week when we're drilling that second part.
Oh, my God.
I'll say drill technique.
And then we got to drill the entire thing.
I'll say drill.
All right. Mm. And the last one, fast tempo or slow and emotional?
Ooh.
Fast.
I like fast.
I can
slow
get
and, slow and steady.
Get away with a lot.
I don't know about that.
Fast.
For me.
That is true. You could get away with a lot because when you're doing the fast movements,
no.
You miss the whole thing.
When you're doing fast movements.
I could do something that don't even make any fucking sense.
No.
I could be out here like.
And you will be caught. You will be caught. You like,
we ran back the camera. We saw Mallory. Who was this right here?
Slowing
actually,
his body.
Actually, if you, see, if you see the past choreos for these music artists for like early 2000s, everybody was messing up.
Yeah, like Neo. And
yeah, like everyone, all the backup dancers were messing up.
What's that music video he did?
Oh, you're right.
It was like ridiculous. And you look back at it, you're like, did he really do that? I forgot what
between that or like the Michael Jackson Thriller, you see that one random guy
messing up the entire time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking
because you do something slow and emotional, you end up like Bow Wow, like, let me.
He getting clowns.
Damn.
He getting clowned. Like, you thought that hit. It did.
It did. It did. Till this day. Look what you did. Let me hold you. You're not doing backflips out of nowhere.
But I'm clowning him.
I am.
I am in my head.
In my head. I'm killing it, but
I'm killing it in my head. In my dreams.
Watch it back. Oh my gosh. What's I doing? Facts, but facts. I'm sorry.
So the question of the day is how do you feel?
Can we slow down? What was that? What was that?
I don't know.
What was that?
Someone just I'm sorry. Never mind. Maybe it's just me. Whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Y'all heard that, right?
I did hear that. I don't know what that was.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't let it slide. I'm sorry. I'm good. I'm good now.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's like somebody farts. Like,
what does that smell?
What's that, TJ? It's like I'm, is that smell?
What I'm saying. I can't move on until I figure out what that smell is.
That smell is.
I'm sorry.
We're not moving on.
I'm sorry.
Clean the set.
Adam is funny, sir. Can we talk about Adam being fooled on the roller coaster in Orlando? Freaking Nicole got him on a roller coaster and didn't tell
him. Run the clip. I'm just saying.
Run the clip.
You guys are evil for that.
He didn't realize until we were strapped
you
in.
You guys were evil for that.
When Nicole said, he was like, I'm sorry or something. Like, we were strapped in.
Oh, yeah, we were strapped in.
She kept saying, I'm sorry.
I looked and I said, I'm sorry.
I started busting out loud. I knew exactly where she meant.
Huh?
You don't like roller coasters?
I don't do roller coasters, no.
Oh, why? He did one that day.
Because why would I? Why would I?
Why not?
Why not?
Why would I?
Because it's fun.
I don't want to sacrifice my life.
You're not sacrificing
adrenaline
your life.
I get plenty of adrenaline.
From what?
Back
from
flipping?
Just living. Back
flipping?
Okay, back flipping is a
Chris
thing.
Chris Brown dancing.
Your chances of dying in a car.
I don't want to hear nothing you got to say to me. Roller coasters
that nigga
said,
evil. What Jason do to you?
That nigga said, I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
Why did you say
that? That nigga said, I don't give a fuck, Keisha.
I'm sorry.
How about you live a little?
Okay. I just feel like maybe if there was a little bit of transparency.
I don't really care how you feel.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's almost like I can't hear you.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the question of the day, Will?
That's crazy.
What's the question of the day?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So the question of the day is, how do you feel when someone that's not a dancer says that they're a dancer? So they're probably someone that's just doing some TikTok moves and they call themselves a dancer.
Don't look at
what
me.
Do you call? How dancers. Do you feel about that? How do you feel when they call themselves dancer? You're dancers, like, you haven't done any dance move that was really substance. Like backflipping.
I feel like everybody's got a little dancer in them.
No.
Yeah, be
you.
Everyone is. Everyone does dance.
I was born from boondocks.
No, Nicole, I know what you're doing.
I was born from boondocks.
Be you.
No, everyone does dance.
No.
You see, and they have.
Hey,
is this your thought?
Hey, Adams, how about you let her speak?
I want her to speak the truth.
Be professional.
Yeah, right. Speak the truth.
All right. Okay.
Get them into media training.
If somebody that does TikTok dances only and calls himself a dancer.
Yeah. Mm. What's your thoughts on that?
It's a form of dance.
Is this thing being recorded?
It definitely is.
Sure is.
Okay.
No, we stopped. Go ahead. Say what one second.
You will be clipped.
No, you won't.
They're
say what you
not.
Want to say.
They're a dancer. Are they respected? Mm. Not for me personally. Mm. Not necessarily. I think they need training.
Okay.
And once they receive that training, then and only then I can give the respect. But if you call yourself a dancer, who am I to say you're not?
Basically, she said, don't tell me that you model if you ain't been in Vogue.
Mm. It's not about qualifications
That's good.
It's not about qualifications either. It's more so like, What are you doing?
Stop sugarcoating it.
Okay, what are you doing? No, I'm serious. Like, what are you doing? Mm. If you're saying that I'm a dancer, but you're not out here doing the work, you're not a dancer. I'm sorry. Especially you just like to dance.
Especially if you just follow in a routine that you saw somebody else do.
You just like to dance, which is fine. My mom loves to dance. Mm. You don't see her going around saying, book me. Okay. I'm serious.
No, it's just the way you said it.
My mom loves house music. She loves house dancing. She does all these things. She took bachata classes. You don't see her hosting classes saying, I'm a dancer, book me, because she took two classes.
I love to dance, but I wouldn't consider myself a dancer.
Right. Yeah. It's not part of your resume.
So with that being said,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Relax.
When we're talking about the dancers from like TikTok or Instagram.
Now, I know some dancers who are on TikTok.
Oh, like the TikTok cult?
So it's real.
So what would you say to, like, how do you feel about, let's say, the person that is on TikTok dancing and they're saying, join my class. I'm having classes. And they're teaching them how to do those TikTok dances. Not even dancing. This is just the TikTok dances that they just saw. Right. Like they did the Renegade, and now they're like, I'm gonna teach you how to do the Renegade.
I'm not gonna hold you. Okay. There are people doing that without TikTok already. Without that platform. Mm-hmm. Who took a few classes and
said, is that like the hip hop girl who's teaching hip hop and she was doing the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, go ahead, Jason. Maybe she taught you something.
That's crazy. I was about to say.
What
are you doing, dog?
No, but like,
I'm gonna find it.
No, don't find it.
There's a lot this class culture that we have. Mm-hmm. Is pissing me off.
Speak on it.
Because it's more. You heating up. Everybody wants to teach, but nobody wants to educate, and nobody wants. People are only there for the clout. Really? I feel like. What?
Okay, in my ear. Got it. Nice.
Oh, you all right?
Do this backwards.
You pressing buttons.
And that's what makes it look like hip hop. It is with hip hop is everything's down low. It all is in a
freeze. It's down low?
First thing you need to know about hip hop.
Who is this lady?
That's what I was referring to.
You never seen it?
You never seen that?
I've seen this too many times.
She needs to get packed up.
Okay, no, you never seen that?
She needs to get packed
up.
This is like, this was viral.
She booked.
My feet are straight ahead.
What can I say? She booked.
You don't want to do that.
She might be onto something. Hold on.
Yeah, she got the mirrors behind her. Come on now.
Okay. Hey. But makes it look Adams, do the same thing. What this is with hip hop is do the same thing and watch how it looks better on you.
It's in a plie. Okay. I think the
first thing you need to know about hip hop.
Okay.
Because you're Haitian?
Okay. Got it. Understood.
But I think you made a valid point, Nicole.
No, it's the class culture, the teaching culture is taking over.
Everybody's an expert.
Everyone's an expert. But the thing is, even if you are an expert, I know experts that still take class. I know experts that still
learning
and treat themselves as a student in certain areas.
Not Adams,
because he wants solos and backflips.
Yeah. Professional.
I stand by it. Wow. 10 toes deep.
So how I feel about those TikTokers.
Toes deep. Yo, that's so deep. Hey, yo. What you 10 toes deep in?
You got 10 toes deep in.
I said what I said.
Like, you just say stuff, and then when I clip it and I show you, you're like, please don't post that. And I'm like,
what you said?
You said it on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. What are you 10 toes deep in?
Just remember, honestly, what are you?
Remember, we are now at 1,000 subscribers. They're seeing this now.
Okay.
When they see you in person, they're gonna be like, you remember when you said you was 10 toes deep or something? They're
gonna remember. What are you 10
toes
deep
in? Adam's 10 toes?
Okay, not too much on me.
No, we're here.
Nicole was saying something. You can't say that. You can't say that. We go 10 toes deep. Like, what? You're going to
10 toes deep, whatever you're deep in, stand on it.
No. Nicole was talking, guys.
Who is this guy?
Nicole was talking.
No, I'm done.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
Stand on it.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
God, you're sinking. It is.
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
You were saying something?
Wow. So we're going to the next segment, which is Am I the Asshole?
Ooh.
So I'm going to read you two stories. You're just going to tell me if they're assholes or not.
Wipe it.
So.
Wipe it.
Dude wipes.
Do your do.
Do your do with dude wipes. Correct.
Are we sponsored by
first?
I'm trying to.
We're trying. We're trying.
I'm like, do us. Do ones. Help us. My ass is dirty.
Get out. Get away. Get away. No. Malcolm, what the fuck is that smell?
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are idiots. Yo. Y'all are idiots.
My ass
is dirty. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yo. My gosh. 10 toes behind it. It's crazy.
You did that. My gosh. That's crazy.
Sorry, Will. I'm sorry.
What happens? Woo! First story. During rehearsals, one dancer kept forgetting the steps and messing up our formations. I finally snapped and called them out in front of everyone. People say that I was being too harsh. Am I the asshole?
No.
Nah. Get that shit right. We don't.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing?
You ever see that video? Patricia! Get it together, honey. You have a show to do.
Yeah. Adams, I know you're not talking because you be snapping at people.
When do I ever snap at people?
Okay, next question.
When? Name one time.
You're doing it now.
Oh, God. That's not even snapping for real. Okay, all right. I would say... Yes, that's being an a-hole.
Really?
Yes. I mean, like, you know, you could take, you know,
what are you, but you want say? Everybody's what are you time.
You could pull them aside.
What
pull
if you're what if you're acting with somebody? What if you're acting with somebody back. And they just keep getting those lines wrong? They just it's the simplest
yeah, yeah,
lines.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's
no, oh,
there.
Oh, wait. I'll tell you what time. Whenever I was reading the lines for you.
Uh-oh.
For your self-tape, and you said, "You know, you're not the one submitting, right?"
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Because
oh,
wow. I just said because I was reading.
Why did
that's
I say that?
That's crazy.
Because I was adding a little flavor to it. You said you don't really need to do that. You know you're not submitting, right?
Nope.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
you
wow. Adams.
There's no way.
Adams.
There's no way
Adams.
On wow. earth I would ever say that.
And then
that
you
to
even
you.
Made a skit about it. You even made a skit about it.
Wow.
Wait, no, no, no. No, no, no. That's,
hey, no, no, no. I promise
because
you.
Because that situation no, no, is a no, common situation. That's it's
common.
A very relatable situation.
For all the times I helped you with your self-tapes.
No, I'm saying a lot of actors go through that. A lot of actors
what, snapping on people.
No, like they'll have someone read opposite them for an audition,
and you snap
and sometimes
at them.
The other person
snaps at them.
Would either like chime in, giving their opinion for the audition.
Look at me, I'm snapping.
When it's like, you know what I mean? All right, never mind. Forget
sorry
it.
For helping you out.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, no. Next story.
I'm sorry.
I was tired after my performance, and I just sat in the audience zoning out. When another dancer finished their solo, I didn't clap because I wasn't paying attention.
Ooh.
They noticed. Now they think I hate them. Am I the asshole?
Yeah. If everyone's like this and you're sitting there, I don't care if you're zoned out. You hear those claps.
Mm,
just
facts,
fake
facts,
it.
Facts.
But what if you're like going through
okay,
something?
Okay, Adams.
All right. Yeah, you gotta fake the clap. You hear it. You gotta
yeah.
see it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You can't even go like this.
Same. All right.
A snap or this.
Little.
Mm. All right.
I agree.
The wave of a, like, come mm-hmm. on, something.
Everybody's
something.
Clapping. You don't even got to clap. You just make the
or
motion.
This.
Yeah, I'll be something. Doing that too sometimes when I'm tired
the
as hell.
The church claps? Yeah.
The church claps.
Yeah. Tired as hell.
Yeah, too.
Mm-hmm. After like 20 applauses, I'm like, all right, y'all. All right.
Well, okay.
Look at your neighbor. Right. Look at your neighbor and say, talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
Well. All right. Yeah. I'd say that's pretty a whole activity.
You know why I did that? Because I was like here and it just looked bad on camera.
That's
so
crazy.
Like,
that actually
looks
really
bad. I
know,
really
I bad. Saw that. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That,
like,
that looks really bad, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know
Jason.
What he was doing over there.
Let me go over here.
Nah, stand 10 like, toes behind that.
On
that. That's crazy.
Angles.
Yeah, 10 toes
do
is
mine?
Crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have a new segment.
New?
New.
It's called Can You Handle It?
Ooh. Oh,
so I'm going to give...
We always like, ooh.
I'm going to give you guys each a scenario that is respective to your crafts.
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I can't handle it, 1 being, yeah, I can handle it. It's not going to make me mad.
Cool.
Got it.
Okay?
I'm nervous with this.
And it's specifically making us mad?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Okay.
William.
You know,
you're doing photography in the field for a client.
All right.
The client is being very difficult.
Yeah.
The client takes your camera and starts taking their own pictures.
Oh.
Scale of 1 to 10. Can you handle it?
No, I cannot.
What's the number?
No. No number. No.
11.
11 is crazy. So you're crashing
taking
out.
Your camera
yeah. Once they take the camera out my hand. Yeah. They.
First,
they might as well
they
call the police.
They're taking selfies at that point. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, they got to call the police. Yeah. Once their hands physically,
That's crazy.
Looks at the he looks at your shots and says, "These aren't good." Takes your camera.
Yeah, that's that's it right there.
So 11.
Yeah, 11.
Got it. Well, certified crash out. Yeah. Got it. Adams.
Yes.
You're an actor.
You know he's crashing out.
No, you have to tell him. Crash out.
Adams, you're an actor.
11.
You're also married to an actor.
Ooh.
And scale of 1 to 10. Like
scale of 1 to 10.
You already know he's crashing out.
I'm already going to say 20,000.
20,000.
I'm already going to say 20,000. I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
If they have a kissing scene with somebody else?
Not even kissing. She looks at him.
She's doing exactly what Hailee Steinfeld did to Michael B. Jordan in Sinners.
The spit in the mouth.
Spit in the mouth. Scale of 1 to 10. Can you handle it? Josh Allen could handle it. Could you?
In Michael B. Jordan's mouth.
Oh. Michael B. Jordan. You're equivalent to Michael B. Jordan.
No, he's not.
No, not you specifically. The equivalent.
Yeah, ouch.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like a little ouch.
She said, nah. No, he's not. He can't be Michael B. Jordan.
That's so quick. Is that...
Wow.
I was saying
he said,
like,
ilk. Michael B. Jordan?
I was saying like
no.
The Michael B. Jordan to you. 1 to 10. Can you handle
He's already
it?
Crashing out, please.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Next question.
I think he would crash out if he saw it on screen and then she didn't tell
he
him.
He crashes out if someone's going to hold her hand.
Like, I do feel him. Like you're mad territorial.
Can I get
Adams
a number, please?
20,000.
20,000? Okay, so we got two certified crash outs on the couch. Two certified. Nicole.
Copy. Yes.
You're a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You put together an entire choreography for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But instead somebody says, I think this choreography would be better for somebody else. And asks them to do it instead. 1 to 10. Can you handle it?
Am I already paid?
No.
Ooh, good question.
They asked you to put together a choreography.
Okay.
You did it.
I did
for
it.
You to perform it.
For me to perform?
Yes, for you to perform.
Okay.
You perform it in front of them as a practice, as an audition, to show them. And they say, this is great. We're going to give it to somebody else to do this exact choreography. Thanks for your time. Can you handle it?
Damn.
Maybe a 7.
Okay.
Explain.
Simmering. Okay.
Yeah, 7.
Why 7?
The teapot is getting hot. Okay.
I'd probably call him.
For what?
It just a vent.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And once it's out, cry a little bit.
And that'll take you down to around a 3.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. But then I'd still take that same choreo and put it somewhere else.
Mm.
Okay.
Because it's still mine.
Okay.
But like once they,
Oh,
how
once
does that
they what?
I made it. I know
it's
every
mine.
Step.
It's mine.
And could they do it as you good
know,
as you?
No, but
you
my
know.
Question is like,
no,
if
but
they
you
take...
know, I do archives of all everything. I go into the studio and record myself doing all different parts.
Okay. Date stamped.
So date. Okay, date stamped. Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. Like,
come on now.
If they,
I feel that
take it, but they can't like you could do whatever you want still with that choreography because. You
yeah,
created
mine.
It and all that kind of stuff. But what if they like, can they like buy it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
can
they,
is that a thing?
What's
like,
the
can,
price?
Whatever number you would like. Can they buy it off of you and
sure.
you can
take
no longer
it,
have the right
it,
to
do
the
credit?
Well, that's
it.
Not the option.
Give me my money.
Okay.
Give me my
not,
money.
Yeah, we're not
okay.
adding
just give me my money.
7?
Sorry.
7.
So she's not certified crash out.
I'm not a crash out, no. I definitely cry.
Yeah.
But it's not like, how dare you? No, okay.
Jason.
Huh?
Songwriter. Producer.
Oh,
singer.
He's crashing out. You know what? Dancers get
crash
all
out.
Like we get the what is it, the short end of the stick for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of used to it.
Mm.
People still choreography every day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm.
Renegade.
Jason.
Renegade.
Yes, sir.
You create a song, you sing it. A record label wants it. They don't buy it, they want it.
Okay.
They don't buy it.
They want it.
They want it. They okay. take it. They take your song.
Mm.
And you're in agreement. Like you work out an agreement with them.
Mm-hmm.
They take your song and they change it. And then they give it to somebody else. Can you handle it?
And he does.
Yeah,
he doesn't, get, he doesn't get.
No, you're in an agreement. You can't sue.
I'm in an agreement. What does the agreement say?
The agreement is you're in a record agreement, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You made the song. They have this song now.
Question, did they make it worse?
Yeah, that's how I was about to say
it. Yeah, I was about to, did they make it worse than what he did?
Like, sure. If Usher got it and then made it better, I'd be like, no. Oh, shoot. No. Huh. As long as I get them creds.
No. So 6ix9ine took it. He just rapped over it.
I'm crashing out. I'm crashing out.
Yeah. They gave it to Ice JJ Fish.
It's so good in the bad chicken.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
he made
up
it
there
viral.
With albums. I'm up there with Adams. 20,000.
20,000. So you're not allowing anybody to take your song and change it without paying for it first.
That's correct.
I'm glad we.
I wouldn't crash out though. You know, I wouldn't crash out. I would say, huh? I would say like a six.
Six? Okay, thank so you. Only yeah, two I wouldn't certified. Crash
out. As long as you get paid.
Come on now.
Okay.
I see that money. So it's like all
only,
right.
Only two certified crash
paid
outs.
Paid with credits
okay.
though.
Credits.
Only two
Adams,
certified.
You're turning this thing into a whole. He said six.
Malcolm already.
Yeah. So.
What about
six
you,
and
Malcolm?
Seven, two certified crash outs. Wow.
What about you?
You guys.
I got one for Malcolm.
Therapy.
I got one for Mally.
Me too.
One to ten, Mally.
One to ten.
Someone took talked to me nice.
I was gonna say that too.
Trademark it.
Oh my god.
Well, I already have it.
I understand that, but they somehow found a loophole to trademark it.
But that's can you make a possible scenario? They Ooh. Can't do that.
Got How do you know?
Because I already have it.
Okay, but what if they replaced the two?
Then that's
to
not,
a TO.
That's fine. It's still not talk to me nice. That's the real one. And we're going to make sure that it stays that way because okay. we out here cooking,
so
aren't we?
So he's crashing out.
He's crashing out. That's like what I got from that.
No, it's more you're like a two. I'm calling with my team. More like a two.
Mm. What about the Knicks if they lose? Whew.
Lose what?
If they lose the next game, Malcolm, how are you crashing out?
One, I'm already used to them losing.
Mm. What if they make it to championship?
Okay.
And they lose.
Last game.
Game seven?
Game mm-hmm. seven. Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. The jersey you have on right now.
Uh-huh.
He pulls that three that he did the last game.
Oh, I'm crashing out.
Not there black. It is.
That's more like a. Woo! That's more like a. That's no, it's not a full crash out. It's more like a seven.
Give it up for the crash out.
It's more like a. It's more like a six or seven because you saw me when he took that shot last game.
Yeah.
Like it was more like a six or seven.
Yeah.
Because I'm just gonna do my little rant. Too.
And we're talking about game two, right?
Yeah.
That was game two. Yeah, game two.
Ooh, sports.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So. Cool. But I've been a decade loser with the Knicks. So
I'm a Dallas fan, so me
you know.
Too.
Ooh. Wow.
You're almost like Spike Lee, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. I don't think I would be mad. I think I'll be more heartbroken. I'd be crying.
So what's the difference between heartbroken and crashing out?
Heartbroken is I'm sad and I'm not trying to cause any violence or
crashing
any type
out. I'm
of,
killing people. Like I'm just
crashing out means I snapped.
I'm sorry, unaliving people.
Crashing out means
Whoa,
I snap. I don't care.
That's what I heard.
I don't care what my wrath impacts. Like heartbroken, I'm more so just being one with myself.
I think for us
heartbroken,
women,
heartbroken.
It's the same thing.
I don't wanna be.
Because you could be a you could
no,
be,
no, no. Okay, let me tell you.
You could be heartbroken and then you crash out.
No.
Two different things.
We'll be heartbroken and crashing out
at the same time.
At the same time.
But those are two.
No, it's not. We
in the car.
We
I'm not
combine
lie.
It as one.
Burn the joint.
I kind of also see crashing out and being heartbroken as the same
well,
thing.
Well, we know that for you.
Let's stick on the mirror.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll stop talking for the rest
of
the year.
Well,
we got.
I have two certified crash outs on the couch. Congratulations.
Wow. So we have one more game.
Yeah.
This one is just for Nicole.
Oh.
It is called Build Your Perfect Man.
Oh.
Build Your Perfect Man.
Good luck.
Look at Adams.
You only have $13 to build a perfect man.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. First category is.
Wait, can I write it down? Because I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
She has to take notes.
Yeah, good luck.
First category is health.
Health, okay.
Mm. All right.
How much is that?
Oh, no. I'm going to give you each one.
How much is that?
She said, how much is that?
She's over the audience.
13.
All in. All
right. So, like I said, you only have 13.
Okay.
All right. So, for $1, has unhealthy habits, eats poorly, never exercises, always sick.
So, no, none of that.
Okay. $2, smokes, drinks too much, ignores doctor visits.
No.
$3, moderately healthy, but not very active.
No.
$4.
I want athletes.
$4.
Oh, God.
Works out, eats decent, rarely gets sick.
Wait, what is it?
Works out, eats decently, and
what
rarely
mean,
gets
eats
sick.
Decently without me? Because yeah. I'll cook everything.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
okay.
You can do
so
whatever.
$4 so far.
Okay.
Works out.
Works out.
Finish.
Works out, right? Eats decent, rarely gets sick. That's $4.
Rarely gets sick. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or $5. Super fit. eats clean, mentally and physically healthy.
And works out.
That's the super fit part. That's super fit. Five. So what number are we picking?
Five.
Out of health?
Yeah.
Okay, but number for $5, he eats clean and works out. Does he still get sick?
No, he doesn't get sick.
Everybody okay, five. Sick. $4. $4. I got to save four? It. Four.
Everybody gets sick.
Works okay. out, eats decent, and rarely gets sick? Yeah. Sick. I'll make sure he's on a good, healthy kick.
Okay, so the next category is red flags.
Red flags.
Okay. All right, first dollar, cheater, manipulative, and emotionally unavailable.
Jesus. I had that.
I'll take it.
$1.
I'll save money.
$1.
It's a tough economy out here.
Yeah, I had that. It's great.
Oh, not a fan.
All right.
It's crazy. I'm sorry.
For $2.
Okay.
For $2, major jealousy issues, mm-hmm. doesn't respect boundaries.
I know one of those.
$3.
PTSD.
Has some bad
That's
habits.
That's my wife. You're talking to.
Sorry, that's the insider.
Okay. Okay, cool. So $3. Mm-hmm. Has some bad habits, but is trying to improve.
Bad habits and trying to
bad
improve.
Bad habits.
But trying to improve.
How old is he?
I don't know that age.
Trying to.
I love it. How old is he?
Because
that's very important. That's a very.
If you're 23, this is your perfect man. Okay, but if you're 45, trying to.
That's a very important piece of information. How old is he?
Your age.
I love
like
it.
I'm not.
He's your age.
This is like, your perfect man.
Okay.
Whoever your perfect man should be old.
It better not be 45. For
real. No, I'm just saying like Drake.
If I catch you with a 45.
That's a whole other clip and a whole other conversation that we don't all have right. time for.
For
Drake
$4.
$4. $4.
Emotionally mature with minor quirks. Okay. And number five, totally drama free, great communicator, emotionally healthy.
Even that's annoying.
And I was going to say, because you think you're right all the time, $4.
Another four. Okay.
Wait. How much do I have?
You got $5 left.
Okay.
Wait. You got $5 left.
$5? And how many more categories?
We got three more categories.
Damn.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Okay. You're cooked.
Damn.
All right. Next category is sense of humor.
All one. Right. He doesn't need to be funny. Next.
That's one?
Crazy.
Okay, cool.
She said, I got to be funny.
Well, the number, the dollar
I'd
one.
Rather you just chill.
The dollar one is, thinks TikTok pranks are peak comedy and doesn't get sarcasm.
That's fine.
All right.
Next.
You don't want to listen to the other ones?
Love it. Next.
Okay, nah, go ahead. Let me just hear it, but I already know. You don't need to be funny to me. I'm sorry.
I'm the funny one.
So do you want to hear the rest of
them? Yes.
Okay. For $2, laughs at his own jokes, tells the same story 20 times.
Okay.
$3, $3 can be funny sometimes, but hit or miss. Mm-hmm. $4, genuinely funny, witty, and great timing, keeps you laughing.
That's me.
Number five, hilarious. Comedian. Your stomach hurts from laughing every day. Yeah, comedy soulmate.
I get it.
But you're also bad habits and trying to improve.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
All right. On to the next one.
So I have.
She said.
But if I say something, I'm the bad guy.
You got $4 left.
I have $4 left.
She said. $4 left.
So no sense of humor, emotionally mature, and works out, eats decent, and rarely sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. We locked in. Next one is looks.
I like medium ugly.
All right.
What does that mean?
What please.
Is medium ugly?
I'm hearing
ugly?
That a lot. What does that mean?
What is medium ugly?
What is that? Please just help me.
Are any of us medium ugly?
Sort
of.
So.
All right, and the show is over. I'll see you on the next episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Listen, I'm saying when you show somebody and they're like, "Oh, I see how he's good for you." Yep, that's my man. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Just less than that.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't know what medium ugly means.
She said, yeah, he's, I guess. Anyway.
Jason.
All right, so the next one is looks.
She said some of you.
For $1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
Questionable.
But he works out and he's clean?
What?
Okay, oh go God. On.
We're on the looks.
Yeah, go ahead.
You ready? Leave all right, $1. Questionable hygiene. Rarely grooms himself.
God, okay, no.
That
okay.
Hygiene is important.
Number two, average looking, dress okay, decent smile.
Does that mean
when you say decent smile, like Invisalign can help?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he got a little snaggle tooth thing, but you know, it's okay though. He got the smile.
Insurance oh next.
All right, cool.
Keep going.
$3, cute, good smile, though, good style. Takes care of himself.
You know, I can upgrade from the smile. I need to save my money. I don't know what this last one is.
Oh my God.
Let's do $2.
$2?
Decent smile. What's wrong with him again?
What's he's wrong? Average looking, dress okay. Decent smile.
Yeah, we can go shopping. That's okay. Fine. Average smile.
Medium
yeah,
ugly.
Yeah, average smile. Decent smile.
Half these girls on
chat,
IG
am I medium have... ugly?
How much?
So $2.
Adam, no,
am I
going?
Pretty?
Adam, I don't feel pretty. Am I ugly?
So $3 was cute, good style, takes care of himself.
Wait, how much you got left?
I think I'm kind of cute.
Hold on. $4, hot, gets compliments from strangers.
No, I'm okay. You can stop right there.
Oh, okay. So what was your answer to?
How much money I have left?
She spent
$2. You only got $4.
She spent $2.
$2.
So $2. Okay, cool.
Snackle tooth.
So you only and he will smile just like this. So, mouth shut.
Last.
I re-fidgeted it. Oh, no, we got to say this again.
Close your mouth.
Close your mouth.
Move the side.
Close your mouth.
Move the side. Close your mouth.
I said, close it.
That's how you know she started talking through the teeth. I said, close it.
That's yeah, right.
I said, no open teeth smile.
Bless you're embarrassing me.
You make you just look bad. You're medium ugly ass.
That's crazy.
You're medium looking ass nigga.
I don't know how I feel about that. If my girl said, yeah, you know.
You medium ugly.
Medium ugly. I don't know how I feel about that.
What does that mean? Am
what
I
does
a,
that mean?
What, am I a steak? No, but medium rare? I'm saying. What does that mean?
Am I juicy?
What does that mean? I'm undercooked?
But that doesn't mean the person I'm with isn't medium ugly. That's just who I would go for. You know what I mean?
No.
What does medium ugly mean?
Medium ugly. Okay, so out of.
Let's hear the girl math.
Out of a group of friends, I'm not going to get the one. I don't want the funny one. You're annoying. Oh I God. Don't. I'm not looking at height at all. Go ahead. You feel like you don't need a personality. Then I'm looking.
Oh
sorry.
You'd be great for that balloon show.
Oh, you would be amazing.
No,
should,
I actually would give people a chance.
As soon as they walk on, pop, 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 pop.
She's the only one that's like, I hear him out. What do you got to say? Do you go to the gym? No? Pop, you're done.
Say it. Go ahead, say it.
I'm just thinking, like, out of a group of friends, I would pick somebody that is very in the cut, laughs, but isn't the funny one.
So just not above average ugly, medium ugly.
Yeah.
That doesn't explain what medium ugly is.
So what you said was like, if you show your girls this guy, if they be like, it's okay.
They'll be like this. They'll be like this. This is so you.
Oh, so that to them, they're saying that.
That doesn't that. Make sense.
So what they're saying to them, that. They're like, oh, but to you, they're like, oh, I guess if you like it, I love
Let's
it.
Let's just say, yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I'm attracted to.
My feelings are hurt.
All right.
I just called you guys attractive. I said some of y'all are medium ugly.
So all right, let's get to the last category.
Medium ugly.
Let's get to the last category.
Can we at least change it to like medium good looking?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Medium good
looking. Because medium ugly is
medium
ugly.
Medium ugly is on the bottom half.
It's the ugly word.
Can we flip it?
Can we flip it?
The ugly word is that.
No, it's not. It's not that it's medium ugly. It's more so of like, I like weird features.
All right. That's not ugly, though. Right,
next, it's not, to
we,
some.
Can we,
medium
can
ugly
you tell
like
her
weird.
What her total is, please, or whatever she got going on?
Yeah,
left.
So we got the last category, which is the last category is money. Last category is money.
And I only got $2?
You only got $2.
Yeah, whatever she got going on.
Brokey.
Yeah.
So, for $1,
oh, God.
Can't pay all his bills, always ask to borrow money.
Bro, ooh. Somebody
$2.
Somebody hide the money on.
Just pull people around with your broke ass. $2. Has a job but lives paycheck to paycheck.
Okay, that's all you got.
That's everybody.
$3.
You don't even have to read the rest. She can't afford
it. Oh,
yeah. You're good. In this economy, you're good.
In this economy?
So $2. That's it.
No trips.
Well, read the rest, though. Read the rest.
No trips. We going on trips.
The rest?
How?
Your money?
We going on trips.
Your money?
With
your
trust
money?
Me.
I'm trying to.
No, you going to live paycheck to paycheck, but we going on trips. You better bring that laptop somewhere. With you or something. He going on trips.
Yeah.
Okay, so he works out. He eats decent, but I'm going to cook for him, and he rarely gets sick.
Yeah.
He's emotionally mature, mm-hmm. not funny.
Medium ugly.
Medium can only smile with his mouth closed. And he lives paycheck to paycheck. I mean, that's half the men everywhere.
What?
Damn.
Why am I getting shots? Why are men getting strays? Why are men getting shots right now?
They're not. They're not.
Yo, why are men getting strays right now?
Jason, you got a first aid kit?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's a decent lineup. That's a decent lineup.
You said that's most men. I'm so hurt for my gender.
I'm bleeding out.
Okay, do one about women.
We already did.
Oh, do one about women.
We already did on a previous episode. And that's going to be it for this episode. You know what I'm saying? There's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We got to shout out the brands out here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Adams.
Yo.
You had a... Jason's wearing the shirt. Give him a shout out real quick.
Yo. So I want to say shout out to Blue Run Ski.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We had a phenomenal time
ski.
Training at that facility.
If
it is
you
an
see
indoor.
Me, you trying to see what's up, Ski?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
It is an indoor snowboard and ski facility designed to help you train for the real slopes. So, okay, no, that's fine. I'll wait. When we're all done laughing, I'll wait.
You're doing a good job, sweetie.
All right, no. I'll wait.
Get a clean take.
I'll wait.
Yes, please. I need this.
Get a clean take.
Quiet on the set. Yo, I'm going to say it again. Shout out to Blue Run Ski.
I can't take this seriously.
Because we had an awesome time training at that facility. If you guys want to train for next winter's snowboard trips, ski trips, this is the place to go. It is an indoor snowboard and ski facility where they train you on like these turf, water wet ramps kind of thing, and you will be ready for the slopes.
Facts.
So shout out to you guys, and we will be coming back real soon.
Yeah,
and
don't let the end of the season stop you from doing what you love. Check out Blue Run Ski in Livingston, New Jersey.
Love it.
And Jason,
I said it to the wrong camera. Stop Damn it. For doing what you love. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Facts. Shout out to Alpha Fit in Livingston as well. They got some workout trainings and stuff, workout programs. So if you are looking for a spot to get big, get fit,
get healthy,
check them out. Get healthy.
With $5.
Don't let your life end shortly because of your health.
That's
Make
right.
sure you check out Alpha Fit. Also in Livingston, New Jersey. Check them out.
Livingston popping out here.
Livingston popping.
Eat clean and don't get sick.
You know what I'm saying? With that being said, it's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know the vibes.
This is crazy.
It's your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MLIII_KAY. You already know the vibes.
It's your boy, Will, with the visuals. You can follow me on all social media platforms at IAmWill_visuals. One more time for the people in the back. IAmWill_visual. What you can't see.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
And what they going to do?
Check me out.
I like that. I want to do something like that. Okay. My name is Adams. This here, it's A-D-A-M-S.
Get your hands off the mic.
D-E-S-I-R. Please get it right.
And it's your favorite, Nicole Fox David.
I care with y'all, yo.
Oh, my God.
I care with y'all.
You can follow me on all social media platforms. Nicole Fox Davis. At symbol beforehand. Don't mess with me.
The last episode, Nicole said motivation doesn't matter. This one, she says men are medium ugly. What's going to happen on the next one? We don't know. But with that being said, it's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Nice.
We're out.
If you don't get it by now, then you just don't get it.